Camila Cabello to perform at the UEFA Champions League final. Jan Arden says, "I am very proud to be a queer person." And Drunk Drake interrupts Jack Harlow on live TV. It's Monday, May 9th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Camila Cabello has been chosen to headline the opening ceremony of this year's UEFA Champions League final. The 25-year-old singer will perform at the Stade de France near Paris on May 28th ahead of the match between Liverpool and Real Madrid. Cabello said in a release that she is so excited to take the stage. "I intend on putting on a real special show, bringing together the spirit of my Latin heritage and a feeling of togetherness for sports and music fans all over the world," she said. "I can't wait." Cabello's five-minute performance, described as a breathtaking carnival-themed celebration brought to life through a stunning display of costumes, dancers, and musicians, will air in more than 200 markets around the world. Last year's UEFA Champions League final opening ceremony show was shot over 3 days on a California soundstage with Marshmello and guests Selena Gomez and Khalid to make it look like they were inside the Estádio do Dragão in Portugal. Jan Arden has reflected on the moment she realized her sexuality was fluid. "I was probably 18 or 19, so pretty late in the game because I had boyfriends in high school, and in my first year in college, I remember kissing a girl named Leslie," she told Richard Burnett in an interview published in Fugues. "I was so enamored with her, and I thought to myself, oh my god, there's an option. My whole world just opened up exponentially." Arden, who kicks off a cross-Canada tour in Moncton on May 16th, said she fully embraces her sexual identity. "I'm so glad to be me," the 60-year-old singer, actress, author, and podcast host said. "I'm so glad that I can be part of a community that is talented, brave, and resilient. I'm very proud to be a queer person." Arden acknowledged that she didn't talk much about her sexuality while her music career was at its peak. "I wasn't trying to hide anything," she explained. "I was just really private. This has nothing to do with my music." In 2000, Leah McLaren of the Globe and Mail asked Arden if she was gay. "It's a very unfair question and one that I've never been asked before," the singer replied. "My sexuality has no place in what I'm doing. Let's just say there are a million shades of gray." But in an interview promoting the launch of her comedy series Jan in 2019, Arden spoke more openly about her sexuality. "I'm a fluid person, I always have been," she told David Friend of the Canadian Press. Arden said she chose to keep her romantic relationships private out of respect for her partners. "I was very mindful of their lives, and sometimes it was very well-known people," she explained. "If it would have been my decision, like, I don't care, but when you have a person asking you, I honored that." Arden told the TV Junkies the same year that she never thought about her personal life as a big secret. "I just quietly went about my work and my life," she told Bridget Lisowski. "I was never in anywhere. Every single person that I know and I work with knew my life, and I'm a very fluid person. That's how I was born, that's the way I've lived." Arden told Bill Brew in a chat for Zoomer, "I certainly consider myself a fluid person. I wouldn't even say bisexual. I'm very person-specific." Drake, claiming to be drunk, crashed a live TV interview with fellow rapper Jack Harlow during Saturday's coverage of the Kentucky Derby. "I was trying to listen to what you guys have going on," the Canadian rap star said as he stepped between Harlow and NBC Sports reporter Rutledge Wood. "I just want to hear the conversation. I'm not really here to speak." Wood asked Drake how he felt about seeing Harlow being welcome in his hometown of Louisville. "It just reminds me, you know, those early moments, the same thing I did for a city, you know, like really needed that energy lift and that recognition," Drake replied, seemingly referring to Toronto. "I was referencing like my first OVO Fest, and you know, I was blessed enough to have two amazing artists come up and support me, and you know, that just drove me. I had to show up. I'm so part of this guy, and we're drunk." Drake quickly clarified, "He's sober, I'm drunk." When an off-screen producer tried to wrap up the chat, Drake jokingly snapped, "What are you gonna cut to? Like a shot of poorly manicured grass or something?" Well, not exactly. The director cut to the shot of the famed racetrack's beautifully manicured grass. The two rap stars were in Louisville to shoot a video for Churchill Downs, the collaboration featured on Harlow's new album, Come Home, The Kids Miss You. You can watch the clip in the link in the description for this episode. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.